Worship takes many forms, doesn't it? One of them is that we sing. And I know some of you introverts out there don't like singing or don't like the sound of your voice, but God has given you a melody in your heart, you know. And someone said it has to be joyful, it doesn't have to be tuneful. So, but Ethel's going to do the best she can, team here, to lead us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. I was actually thinking as I started playing this morning that the piano's not playing properly, so I'm going to check it, because I just had this feeling that Jeff Nicholson might have put a towel or something inside here.
Might be a duck.
As we come to worship this morning, it's a really cool part of our service to worship the Lord. And just a little advertisement just up in front of that is that we're lacking a few musicians and worship leaders, and you know, some of them are on holiday and some of them are taking a little bit of a break through various reasons. So if you're interested in worship and you've got a heart for it and you've got something that you feel like you can offer the church and have that as a gifting, that's kind of doing, you know about that, you know that's a stirring in me. Come and talk to us afterwards. And if you've got a stirring like that, but you're too scared to do anything, that's no problem. You know, in one church we had this young guy, and he was very, very shy. And I knew that he had a musical gift. And I said to him, would you like to come and help with play worship? And he said, oh, I'm too scared. And I said, well, I've been thinking about that. How about we put another piano in the church, and we'll turn them like this so no one can see you and you can hide. Well, this guy came and he played alongside, and sometimes it'd stop and sometimes it'd start. That guy today produces his own CDs, and him and his wife are in huge demand, and they do, what do they call it, cold water type stuff, and they sing all over the place, in little private places, little boutique restaurants and places like that. So you never know what God can do with your gift. And you know, make sure you use it, because if you don't use it, it might just fade away into nothing. Our worship this morning, we've got a couple of good songs that we're going to do by MP4. Our first one is Good Good Father. When I was preparing worship, I was thinking about this and thinking, you know, it's who I am and it's who God is, but it's who I am because of who God is in me. And I was thinking of a situation, you know, where there's a lot of your farmers and vets and, you know, you're busy. And the busyness of life sometimes can take away from who we are in God. We just get so busy that sometimes God just sort of goes out the window. But, you know, when we are who we are in God and in the busyness of that, you know, it's like a 24/7 thing. It's like God's just there all the time. It doesn't matter how busy we are. God is just there all the time. And one thing that I was just going to say to you was when I was in tourism, you know, there are different situations in that where I worked at Manapouri for quite some time. And so I was booking boats and all sorts of different boats going all sorts of different directions. And we had this graph. And the graph sometimes, I should have bought one and let you see it, because the first time I saw it, I thought, I can never do that. I couldn't do that. But I could. And then in the middle of some of those busy, busy days, we'd have an emergency that would involve SARS. And we'd have to get on the radio and stop all the other boats coming in because we had a rescue emergency out on the lake. And that would come in the middle of your day. And in the middle of your farming day, or whatever it is, at work or wherever you are, medical, Glen is there. You know, quite often there's an emergency. There's something breaks down, or something goes wrong, or someone comes in and everything else just goes out the window. And it's who we are and who God is in us that comes out really strong in those times, because there's a peacefulness, there's an orderliness that comes into all of that. And as shambolic as it may seem in our lives, there's something that just comes in to calm all of that. And it's a really cool thing, and it's who I am in God and who He is in me that makes all those changes. So let's stand up and sing. We've got Good Good Father, and then we've got Mighty to Save. Our God is a mighty God to save. Thank you, Joe.
Thousand stories of love, they think.
Just to fill up the places that we think should be filled, but to fill up every nook and cranny in our lives, that you will just be supreme in our lives. Lord, it's who we are and who you are in us that makes us the people and the person who we are to be. And Lord, this morning, I'm going to ask that we'd be courageous enough to let you knock the corners off in our lives, but we'd be courageous enough to let you take full control of our lives. That we'd be courageous enough to say, it's who I am because of who God is in me. And Lord, we thank you that you're a mighty God. You're an amazing God. And as we've sung it this morning, how could you ever love us? You're such an amazing God. But Lord, you do. And you take us as we are. You don't have to do anything special to be who we are in you. And Lord, you change us and you make all those dysfunctions in our life, you make them incredible. And Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name.